USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States service members were killed and two others injured when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. In keeping with Defense Department rules, the U.S. military did not identify the service members. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for the attack. More than 2,400 United States service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Last year was one of the deadliest for the U.S., with 23 American troops killed, even after Washington engaged in peace talks with the Taliban. Dangerous weather is targeting more than 30 million Americans this weekend. A fast-moving storm is sweeping across parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast and Southeast, and it's already been blamed for at least three deaths in Louisiana. Tornadoes have been reported in at least three states. The storm has dropped heavy rain and wind across Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Alaska judge ruled that an effort to recall Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy may proceed, a decision that is expected to be appealed. The decision from the bench by Superior Court Judge Eric Arsarth in Anchorage followed arguments in the case that came 2 months after the director of the State Division of Elections rejected a bid to advance the recall effort. Grounds for recall in Alaska are lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators: hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received five new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception. The final eight teams are ready to play this weekend for their chance to make the Super Bowl, with Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings at the San Francisco 49ers, the number one seed in the NFC. The Tennessee Titans play the AFC's number one seed, the Baltimore Ravens. On Sunday, it's the Houston Texans at Kansas City and the Seattle Seahawks with Russell Wilson at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.